following took place on Sports Radio 610 in Houston, Texas, USA. Earth.
We are joined by the leader of the Ocho Cinco News Network, Chad Ocho Cinco himself. Chad, you're on with Mark and John and Josh. Good morning. How's it going today?
Mark, John, Josh, I just want to let you know right now, I love you.
Well, you know, we love
the
you.
The feeling
too,
is
guy.
Mutual.
I love you.
Ditto, Ocho.
What's up? Talk to me.
You're enjoying yourself here.
Man, I'm. You know what?
You're from here.
I'm from here. I'm home. I'm enjoying it. Of course, it always feels good to be home. I would have liked to have been playing.
Yeah.
You know, for one, do media role yesterday with the media as far, part of my own network kind of hurt a little bit because I want to be the one on the podium. But there's nothing I can do about it. So other than that, I'm enjoying myself.
So we're a little mad at the Bengals because the Texans, we're the Texans flagship station. I do the play-by-play.
Look at
play.
Him smiling. He knows already.
And had you been able to knock the Jets out that final night of the regular season, the Texans would have been in the playoffs. Right. Of course, we would have been playing you the following week.
Right.
That would have been – actually, wait a minute. We would have been
– I think so. Yeah, I think it would have
been. No, I think we would have been going – well, no, we would have been playing
the
New
Bengals.
England, I think.
New England anyway.
New England, yeah.
Yeah.
So – that was a rough night for us. Do you look back on that and say, look, we had two shots to beat them. Would you have handled it differently now, knowing what happened? What do you think?
I think No. There's no other way to handle the game. You know, you just have to go out there. It's really simple. It's X's and O's. That's
right.
It. You know, regardless of what the coaches call, we as players have to execute. We didn't play our best game as a team offensively. Defense played really well, but we didn't help them out at all, you know. And there's really nothing you can do about it. And everybody continues to bring up, you know, the playoffs. But what I do is I never lean on the past because it's going to mess up my future. And right now my mind is focused on next year and just doing what I can to make sure we get to that big dance.
What is the future? Because we all saw Hard Knocks, and that was an exciting, actually, season of Hard Knocks.
Good.
Yeah,
that was good.
It was good. And I think a lot of people were looking at it saying, well, I wonder what's really going to happen with the Bengals. Because when they take you inside an organization like that, you know, people sometimes make an assessment that can be incorrect. You think, well, it's the Bengals. How can this work out a lot better than years past? But Carson being healthy certainly had a lot to do with your success.
Definitely. The previous season, I think we won like four games, and we didn't get those to the end of the year. Injuries were ridiculous.
Right.
Injuries were at an all-time high for our team, and a lot of people had to step up. And those same people really expanded their roles in this year and helping us win, you know, the 10 games that we did. Other than that, I'm really excited to see what we do this offseason. This offseason is going to be extremely important. This draft is going to be extremely important. And then putting the icing on the cake and really helping us get to that next step.
What do you think of Terrell Owens saying that he would have broken all of Jerry Rice's and all the records if he had better quarterbacks, kind of laying his quarterbacks
out? What you have to do, if we all have to be smart here. You know, Jerry Rice is the best of all time. Jerry Rice's situation he was put in with San Francisco, great quarterback.
Right.
Great quarterback. Great system. Then he goes from – who was his quarterback after Young?
After Donovan McNabb, right? Oh, and so in San Francisco. Jeff Garcia.
No, not T. I'm talking about Jerry.
Oh, Jerry Rice.
Jerry, yeah. Oh, after Young.
Well, Montana and then Young, and then he went to
– do you see the people that he played with?
Right.
He played with great quarterbacks, and he's played in great systems, and he was successful. Now, if you put T.O. – being a great athlete that he is, and you put him with a consistent quarterback and a great system and a team that is winning, we don't know what his numbers would be. We don't know. Because you think with the quarterback situation being up and down with, you know, people say with him being up and down and going from team to team to team, but his numbers are still where they are now. Imagine putting him in a system and allowing him to be consistent year in and year out.
What about Andre Johnson? Where does he fit in?
Awesome. Very, man, one of my good friends. Really good friends, you know. Awesome.
Yeah. Were you recruited by the U?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I had no grades coming out of high school.
Mm-hmm. You too?
Yeah.
You too?
No.
Oh. Okay. So you went all the way across the country.
I didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
I didn't have a choice. You know, my story is very interesting. You know, for those, if you ever want to know my story, go get my book. Mm-hmm. But small. In order for me to make it, I had to get out of Miami. Truthfully.
Yeah. Okay.
There is no way.
A lot of kids are like that.
Yeah. There's no way I would have been able to focus. It's impossible. I'm in Miami.
Right.
Even as a young kid, man, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. Yeah.
Yeah. You're doing this Madden thing, right? The Madden Bowl 16 Championship. Now, you in game.
You're going to win? Are you good?
I'm going to win. Of course. Why wouldn't I? It's me.
You're not confident at all, are you?
Not at all.
Xbox 360, the place to play Madden NFL 10 with your friends. And Xbox 360, huh? This is your deal?
If you don't play, if you're not on Xbox, you have no life.
Is that what the situation
that's
is?
The situation. If you're a gamer, a true gamer, is on Xbox.
You know, I got one for Christmas.
That's
I want
awesome.
One at the Christmas party. I haven't even gotten it out of the box yet. Am I really missing it?
You're okay because you're busy.
Yeah,
you're busy.
I'm here.
But when you get a chance, you got to get on there.
Do you play online?
Like, yeah.
Are you willing to?
I'm the definition of online.
Really?
Yeah.
You're the guy.
I'm the guy.
Because my sons play. I need to get your name.
My gamer tag, for those that are listening, if you want to play me, is Esteban Space 85. That's Estaban Space and then 85. I can beat you at anything and call it. We're talking about Madden.
Yeah.
Madden, you don't have a chance. But some other games that I do play, if you'd like to play me, 2K10.
Right.
Call of Duty. Fighting that round four.
That's
awesome.
Who's the most awkward person you've played with? I mean, do you play with 8-year-old kids who talk trash with Ocho Seco?
Dude, I'm not even going to lie. The 11, 12-year-olds are the best on the game.
I believe it.
Hands down.
I believe it.
They're spending too much time on it, though.
They give me the most problems.
Wow.
Do you see yourself as a Bengal for life?
Most definitely. It's probably not going to happen. So what I do is I count the stripes. You know when you're in jail and people mark off the years? You know how you mark off the years? You count the stripes on my helmet, and that's how long I'll be there. So I'm saying maybe 12, 13 years. I'm not going anywhere.
Hey, what about media day? Like you said, you'd rather be on that side of the podium.
Right.
But what's it like now that you have, the Ocho Cinco?
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it. I enjoyed it. It was fun for the time being. I like what I'm doing because – I think the mainstream media, not you guys.
Mm-hmm. We're not mainstream.
Yeah, okay. All right.
No, we're not.
I'm just saying, I think those guys, they've become complacent due to the lack of competition. The news that they give, it's not quality anymore. It's watered down, and it's always given in a negative light.
Right.
Unless it's how they want it. I'm going to control the image of all the players and see everybody in a positive light no matter what.
When you meet the cornerbacks that you talk about, the way you go about getting ready for a game and talking about the game, most of the guys understand what it's all about, right?
They all do. Every last one. If you ever talk to them, with you guys being in Houston, talk to Dante Robinson.
Dante, yeah.
Any of your DBs, they know. They already know what's coming. It's merely a challenge. They understand it. But per se, it's to give everyone a show and look forward to what's coming up.
What do you think of Matt Schaub?
Very good. Oh, my goodness. He was so smooth. I didn't know he was that damn. Ooh.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah?
Okay. It's okay. Cool.
Yeah.
No,
I didn't
fine.
Know he was that goddamn smooth.
Well, no, I didn't say that one.
Okay, my bad. Hey, having the chance to be with him for a week, man, I didn't know he was like that.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah, MVP
he's
of
awesome.
The Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
All right, so we talked a little bit about the future. Bengals, AFC North, Pittsburgh a little bit down this year, but you guys won the division. What about next year?
Next year, we're looking at to do the same thing.
What's it like going up against Baltimore twice a year, that defense?
Extremely hard. Going against Pittsburgh, too. I mean, those are styles of defense which are based on confusion and pressure in the quarterback. And we're able to beat them twice a year, it says a lot about your team.
No question Pittsburgh's the biggest rival, right? Or is Cleveland right up there?
They're all big rivals, man. They're all big rivals. I think the Battle of Ohio might be the biggest, but Pittsburgh would probably be the one that has the most tension to it.
Yeah.
All right, Chad, we thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate
Congrats
it.
Congrats and good
luck
on all that stuff.
Thank you.
Xbox 360, the Madden Bowl. It's going to be played down here at South Beach tomorrow. Chad Ocho Cinco, and also catch all his coverage on the Ocho Cinco News Network.
That's
I feel global coverage coming on.
Hey, where the news is given, and you can kiss the baby. And if you don't like it, child, please.